My name is Jen Stiles Williams, and I am pastor at St. Luke's here in Orlando. And I'm coming to you from our green room, which doesn't make it a really special room. It's just painted green and has lots of fancy lights and a mirror. Now, normally this is where our contemporary worship band hangs out before worship, because this is our contemporary worship space. But pre-COVID, this is the place where actors would gather every summer to be able to get into their makeup and their costume, to be a part of theater at St. Luke's, where every summer and more often throughout the year, we would put on a Broadway musical or a play, something that helps us to tell the story of the gospel in a unique and creative fashion. Now, 10 years ago when this all started, we never had a green room. We just had a gym that we would put up some pipe and drape, and actors would run upstairs to the classrooms to change their costumes in between acts. But 10 years later, now this has become a thriving ministry of our church. Every year, we try to put together a cast and crew that are equal parts community members and St. Lukers to come together and not only produce a show, but to connect the show with scripture and devotions and our core values and build community. We have built enough trust within the community over the last 10 years that now the Orlando Theater Critic actually comes to our shows and reviews us like any other local theater. And because we have in the midst of COVID, a lot of our theme park workers and our entertainers have been out of work. This year, we've switched our ministry to be able to feed them every week, feeding hundreds and hundreds of people every week, and creating a new nonprofit along with other local theaters to use our members as resource advocates to surround people and help them have the assistance that they need with dignity. Now, all this started 10 years ago with a very simple question in a church council meeting. It was actually after a failed attempt at a new church start that we tried to do that just didn't go well. And Alice Williams, who was on our church council and is who now is the Florida Conference lay leader, asked a very important question. What are the core competencies and the gifts of St. Luke's? Well, I knew it was not evangelism. In fact, in our database of thousands of people who have taken the spiritual gifts test, only 10 people had the gift of evangelism in their top 3 gifts. Evangelism, the kind of knocking on doors and being able to publicly share your story that builds a new church start. But our core competencies, our giftedness, were in the areas of leadership, creative communication, mercy, justice, and apostleship. When we put that together with the fact that the thing that people love to talk about St. Luke's the most was mission, our arts, and our core values of acceptance and a hospitality where Christ's love knows no boundaries, we began to really understand what God had created us and called us to do. As we put our spiritual giftedness alongside the needs and the assets of our unique community right here in the trifecta of theme park world, we realized that if we wanted to reach people, the people that we were called to reach in our community were all a part of the entertainment industry. And what better way to reach them with the good news of Christ and authentic community than to allow them to come alongside us and partner with us using their giftedness with our giftedness to put on shows that tell a story and make a difference. I tell you this because last month, one of our blessed community theater members, who's been with us from the very beginning as a leader in this ministry, died suddenly at the age of 47 from a heart attack. He was our costume designer. He came alongside us 10 years ago and began to help us up our excellence with incredible costumes. Costumes that were built by him, created and sewn by him, where he taught our students and our seniors how to work alongside him and make a costume shop. He would create and build special costumes for people with unique body types so that every person would feel those core values of acceptance and hospitality and feel at home on the stage. He also made sure that we lived into telling the story with beauty and with excellence, and made sure that even though he didn't necessarily call himself religious, he lived into the vision of what we are trying to do here at St. Luke's. When he died, his partner said that he wouldn't have wanted anywhere else to celebrate his life than here at this church. And that's what we did. We created a very unique memorial service, a celebration of life. We told his story in two acts with an intermission that allowed people to catch their breath and hear about a God who doesn't cause tragedy, who created this unique, beautiful man in all of his glory and all of his giftedness. And in the second act, we talked about his resurrection and his legacy. Hundreds of people watched virtually with us that night. And his fiance told us that after the funeral, all the critics put in their reviews on social media. He received hundreds and hundreds of emails and social media responses thanking St. Luke's for honoring his partner, for honoring his fiance and celebrating the giftedness of who he was. One person actually wrote, "Thank you, St. Luke's, for showing me a God I've never worshiped and knew existed, but had hoped to one day meet." New people have actually joined the church because of a funeral. Now, we're not unique. You're unique in what we do because of the neighborhood that God has placed us in to do this work of evangelism. But you have been gifted in the same ways. Your gifts as a body of Christ has been uniquely put together so that the Holy Spirit could allow you to tell the story of Jesus Christ in particular ways to the people that are in your community. That's what Paul writes about in 1 Corinthians when he encourages the church to trust the Holy Spirit that they have been given everything they needed to do the work of ministry for the people in their community, to tell them the good news of Jesus Christ. He writes that the unique spiritual gifts of each member was given to them through the power of Holy Spirit for the common good. So what is it? What is it that your church has been uniquely put together, spiritually gifted for, in order to reach your particular neighborhood with justice and love and welcome and hospitality and ways in which you meet their needs, but also partner with their gifts so that they can learn to tell the story of Jesus as well? I think it's time for us to just stop waiting for the denomination to get their act together. Let's just be the inclusive, welcoming, evangelistic United Methodist Church now. Let's confess Jesus Christ and in union with the churches that we've been placed in, come together and realize that the Holy Spirit has given us everything we need to do this work of ministry and change our state with the good news of God's love, mercy, justice, welcome, and hospitality in the name of Jesus Christ.